Have you ever seen the Spirit? Have you ever seen the Holy Spirit? When you came in this morning, you weren't handed an order of service. You'll have found your order of service sitting on your chair waiting for you. And some of the observant amongst you may have noticed that they're all different colours. Because what I want us to do this morning is not so much as create a Mexican wave, but create a rainbow wave. So I'm going to read a wee reflection, and when I say the line that goes, "Look, there she is," we're going to attempt front to back a little bit of a rainbow wave. But we'll maybe have a wee practice to start with, so we all kind of know what you're doing. So the wave always starts at the front and makes its way to the back. So we've got a few lilacs down here, and we've got a couple over here. But let's see if we can set this off. If I do that, that'll be the signal to start the wave at the front. That's probably a really good idea. The reds, if you could, because you're all the way around the side, if you could wait till the last moment. So you'll need to be extra observant, I'm afraid. Right, so we'll give it a go. We'll give it a wee practice. Right, so. And what you need to do is just lift your order of service up in the air. That's what I want you to do. Perfect. Now, if you all put them down now, right? Okay? And so starting at the front, when I go like that, the front of it, and then it just as the row in front of you is lifted there, as you then lift yours. It should just kind of flutter its way to the back. That's the plan. I have every confidence that this is going to work. Okay, right, so let's give it a go. 1, 2, 3. That wasn't bad. Right, okay. I think we'll try it again, just so you're comfortable and confident in it. Right, so if I go 1, 2, 3. Fantastic. Right, so during this little reading that I'm going to do, I'm going to say the line, "Look, there she is now," and that's your signal, people at the front, to start waving and everybody else to follow suit. We'll see how this goes. How does the Spirit move? She is like the breeze and the wind, the energy of God that changes us. She is the power of transformation. Look, there she is now. Did you feel her when we made our rainbow? How does the Spirit work? She works by imagination, alive in our ideas and dreams, unfolding visions for the future, to inspire and infuse us. Look, there she is now. Wonderful. Did you see her when we made our rainbow? What does the Spirit sound like? She's like a sound of protest and the laughter of children playing in the streets. She's the song of creation and the chorus at dawn. Look, there she is now. Did you hear her when we made our rainbow? What does the Spirit do? She shapes a circle with all who are here, an unending line that brings us together, making us one in friendship and care, a community, a unity, a family of love. Look, there she is now. Did you hold her in the circle when we made our rainbow? What colour is the Spirit? She is a deluge of colour, an abundance, a profusion of every shade you can think of and some you cannot. A rainbow of hues where everyone belongs in diversity of community working together. Look, there she is now. Did you imagine the Spirit in the rainbow we made? Each time we made our rainbow, we did something that showed the Spirit. Wind, circle, colour, sound, rainbow. Each one an image of the Spirit. So let's do it one more time. And you can have a wee look round if you want to this time, if you want to have a wee look to see what it looks like. Now let's have one last go. Look, there she is now. Oh, fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. Jesus.
Pentecost Sunday is a really special Sunday in the year. It's, along with Christmas and Easter, it gives us a kind of trinity, I suppose, of who we are as Christians, who we are as a church. And it's a Sunday that's often seen as the birthday of the church because of the coming together of the three aspects of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I am wondering, if this was a birthday, what we might have. We've had party blowers. That's a birthday thing, isn't it? Have those in birthday parties. But what else might you have on a birthday? What do you get on your birthday?
Presents.
Presents. Will I go and see if I think, see if there's a present for everyone here behind the communion table? Do you think? Do you think? Do you want to come and have a look with me? I'm going to need both of you to give me a hand. Now let's go and have a wee look and see if there's a present behind the table. Is there a present there? Yeah, well, we'll take it out and let's... Right. We're going to have a... If we just take a wee seat here at the front just now, though, I'm going to need your help. So inside this birthday present, happy birthday, there are lots of... What's that in there?
Bubbles.
Bubbles. And each of the bubbles has something attached to it. So we pull them all out and see what it says and then see if we can find someone in the church who might like that as a gift. Do you think? So, for example, if I take this one out here, what does that say on there? That says...
Reading.
Now, Ben did the readings for us this morning, so I think maybe Ben could get that. Do you want to give that to Ben there? That's a gift for Ben. There we go. Ah. Now, let's see what this one says. This one says...
Teaching.
Oh, I wonder who we could give that to. Who could? Who do you think would be a good one to? Do we know any teachers? I know a teacher. The lady in the middle there with the purple jumper on. She's a teacher. You want to give out to Alison? That'd be nice. That's a gift for Alison. Right. What does this one say? Can you do that?
Practical.
Right, well, we've got lots of practical people here in this church, but the one that keeps them all tied together is Willie at the back. Where's Willie at the back? So if you go right to the very back there, he's got a blue jumper on. You managed to run up to the back of the church, right behind that pillar. There we go. Right, what else have we got in here?
Flowers.
Right, well, there are lots of people that do things with flowers in this church because we've got lots of people that donate the flowers and then people that deliver the flowers afterwards to people that are maybe not here because they've been ill or they're sad or maybe sometimes they're having a wee celebration and we celebrate with people too by giving them flowers. But see Val in the middle there? See the lady in the... She's looking at you just now. Just smiling at you. Val, every week... make sure that the flowers get organised for going out. So maybe Val could have that little present. Oh, there we go. Right, we'll send you to somebody this time. Who forgot this site? Oh.
Fundraising.
Oh, again, we've got lots of people that do things to do with money around the church. I think, who could we give this one? I think we give it to Irene over there because Irene coordinates a lot of the work of the outreach group and they do a lot to coordinate some of the fundraising activities. Well, you go this time, you get the next one. All right. Okay. Let's see. What else we've got? Okay. Right. What does this one say?
Music.
Well, we are very lucky to have lots of musicians in the church, but we're very lucky to have one particular musician. And she's upstairs in the balcony at the moment, but maybe you could go and pop it over onto the piano stool for her. A wee present for Emily for providing all our music. Fantastic. Let's see what we've got next. Oh, what's this one say?
Loving.
Well, in the church, we have a group called the Pastoral Care Group, and they're all about showing care for people in and around the church. And the lady that coordinates all the work of the pastoral care is Anne, that sits there at the very front there. The very, very front. Do you want to give that to Anne? There you go. Just there. There we go. Lots of gifts for lots of people. But we've got so many gifted people. What does this one say? What does that say?
Admin.
Well, again, there are people in this church who are very, very good at administration. And in the office, we are very lucky to have two ladies who do such an amount of work around the church administratively. And this week, I have to say, this week, they've gone out of their way because they're the ones who had to copy all the orders of service in all the different colours. And not only that, Marjorie came along to the church and laid them all out. So that was really nice. So Marjorie, can you quickly run it? Marjorie's up at the... Marjorie, wave. Do you want to give that to Marjorie? That'd be lovely. There we go. Right, we've got another one here. And this one says, good with money. Do we think we know somebody that's good with money? I think I know somebody that's very good with money. And he's hiding over there. There's Bruce. Bruce, give us a wave. Right, do you want to go and give that to Bruce? Did you see? There we go. We're getting there. What's this one say?
Baking.
Baking. Baking. Oh, do you like baking?
Yeah.
Oh, are you any good at baking?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm good at peeling.
And painting? No.
Peeling.
Peeling?
Yeah.
Oh, do you peel things for your mum? Very good. Can I borrow? I'd like to borrow. Anyway, baking. Well, again, there's so many people sitting in church just now who are so very, very good at baking. But we also have a team of people after church every Sunday who look after us by giving us tea and coffee and juice and things. So I think you could go, and that's them, they're all sitting over there in the wall there. So they can fight over this one, but you can maybe go and give it to that group over there, and they can maybe decide who wants to take them home. Oh, right. Okay, we've got two more. What's that one say?
Listening.
Well, again, we have lots
of listening.
Are you good at listening?
Yeah.
Are you?
Well, right. It's not really that good at listening.
Is he not? All right. Okay, well, I think if you listen to me just now, show me how good you are at listening. Yeah. Listen, there are lots of people in the church who are good at listening, and we're very lucky to have some really fantastic elders who are particularly good at listening to the people in the congregation and to listening to the people that they visit. And I've got one particular elder that I would like to give this one to, because he's particularly good at listening to me, and that's Graham, right at the back at the desk. So do one of you want to run up and give that to Graham? Because he's very good. Every week he comes in to see me and he listens while I tell him all the things I need to tell him. And yeah. Oh, we found him. Right, and I've got one more. What does this one say?
Coming to church.
Do you know, are you coming back? You're back. Coming to church, you see, well, we had this wonderful reading that Ben read us all about the gifts of the Spirit and all the different things that people do to be part, can play their part in being part of the family of God. And sometimes people can feel that they're not able to do very much, that there's not an awful lot that they can contribute to being part of the church. But I always think that one of the biggest things that people can contribute is just coming to church, just your presence here is a gift of the Holy Spirit to everyone else around us. So I'm going to give this one to you two to share. You managed to share that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? I'll tell you what, wait a minute. No, I haven't. I haven't brought it with me. Right, you two take that one to share. And maybe one of the grown-ups that got one might think about sharing their one, so you get one each. But I'm not insisting. But anyway, thank you very much for joining that in. But that's an important thing to realise, that as a church, Thank you, Ben. As a church, there are so many different jobs that need to get done. And we sang that lovely hymn, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. And we sing that little chorus about, it's not being about the building, it's about the people. And the people are the most important part of church. And everyone, everyone has a part to play in that. So it doesn't matter if you're not a teacher like Alison, or an organiser of baking like Irene, or a fundraising, or doing the flowers like Val. It doesn't matter if you can't do these jobs. Your presence here is just as important and is just as wonderful. So that's our little lesson for today, that the Holy Spirit gives us all something, and we can all contribute to what it means to be church together.